And good morning. It is game number two of the Twin Bill, as they say in baseball. I'm Tom Davis. It's one-on-one with the pros. And Kevin Doncaster has joined us once again with Warhawk PTS Service Dogs Program. How you been?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us back.
Always a pleasure. You guys have been going great guns, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never stops.
You brought a friend this time.
I did. This is Jeff Ryan of RC Aussies. How are you?
Doing great. Busy?
Busy. Always busy. Training dogs.
Well, that's what it's all about here. How are we coming along with your new project?
Actually, everything's coming along really good. We've hit the ground running this year. We've already got three dogs out, and we want to try. I mean, this is probably going to make him sweat. You know, over here,
but Jeff looks like he can take it, man.
We ended up last year with 12 dogs out, and we want to do 30 dogs this year if we can.
I think you guys got the right stuff.
We're pushing hard to get it too.
We've got
dogs in training right now, and it's going good.
That has to be kind of a fun thing to do. I've had dogs as pets, but when you see the dogs learn, and then the dogs take their innate abilities and just compound, you know, the extra. Training that you put on them.
Well, and
they just blossom, don't they?
With these dogs especially, I mean, with these Australian Shepherds, they are so smart that...
To begin with,
yeah. Yes, sir. That it makes it even easier to train these dogs just because we use their abilities for our benefits.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kevin, we've talked about this before, but for the folks who might be tuning in for the first time and hearing about Warhawk PTSD service dogs, tell us a little bit about the idea, how this program got started, and where we are right now. And especially with this breed of dog, which is traditionally, well, up until you, I guess, has not really been considered a service dog by many.
So really, it started a year ago on the 15th of January.
Mm-hmm.
And after spending some time with a battle buddy of mine from Afghanistan and then following up a visit to a lady by the name of Julie Vinage, her son was killed on the first day that I attempted to get to my very first base in Afghanistan. It was a regional command east-wide Taliban offensive. My chopper got shot up really bad. We crippled back to base, and then three Marines from 3rd Marine Battalion, 5th Infantry Division were killed, and Philip Vinage was one of those Marines. You know, I left Afghanistan in 14 and have struggled ever since. So when I got back from visiting with Julie, I started asking around, hey, I need to get a dog, and I need to get a dog for this specific purpose, who would be great to follow up with. I ended up getting connected with Jeff and received my dog, Lacey. Jeff trained her from, the very beginning, right?
Ground up. Yeah.
Ground up. So she was amazing. 2 weeks after that, another buddy of mine that I served with committed suicide, and, this is how it all went down. I prayed about it. And this whole time, Lacey is just poking me, just saying, hey, pay attention to me. And I'm just trying to pray about what it is that we should do or what I should do. And I called up Jeff that night, told him, you know, hey, this is who I am. This is what I've been through, and this is what I want to do. And Jeff said, hey, real simple. And he had me on speakerphone with his wife and his 14-year-old son, Logan. Well, he's 15 now, right?
Yeah,
15. So, and they're all involved in this entire thing. And he said, look, I got two dogs that I'll give you right now for purposes of giving them out to somebody that's got PTSD. And I'll continue to work with you. We don't make money. We don't lose money. That's the deal. As long as you're willing to lock this deal in prayer. I bowed my head and prayed over the phone right then and there. And we've been rolling ever since.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Meant to be.
You know.
Now, how did you identify, Jeff, that these Australian Shepherds, right?
Yes, sir.
Would be the type of dog that can do what needs to be done in the capacity of a service dog.
So we actually raised these dogs as cattle dogs, and mm-hmm. we use them on the ranch. We've got a ranch, and we use these dogs daily on our ranch. And with these dogs, they pick up any need that you need, and they can feed off of what you need. So that's how I decided, you know, we could probably take these dogs and turn them and take what we use on our stock and make it work for these service or for this PTSD. And that's just how we got it rolling.
Wow.
And I took a Lacey was the first dog we started with, in fact.
Well, everybody in this town knows Lacey.
Yes.
Yeah. Most famous dog ever.
So that was the dog we started with, and she just took to it really well. So we've just moved on since then, and then we've had Hope and Faith that have gone out. That was the first two dogs that we set on. And I started working with them, and, man, they just overnight pretty much just took to it.
Wow.
You know? So, yeah.
Yeah, folks in this town might know a guy by the name of Marquise DeBose. He was the first recipient of Hope. And we didn't train the dog to do this, but he was having night terrors. He was a forward observer in Afghanistan, and he was just struggling to sleep. She jumped on the bed, woke him up, pounced on him essentially, woke him up, and then comforted him until he's ready to go back to sleep.
As a six-month-old puppy.
Six-month-old pup.
Whoa.
So we're constantly talking about the two struggles that we have as a nation. That is that service dogs cost about $20,000. And the next average is that 2 to 5 years, if you're lucky. And we talk about this all the time. What person struggling with PTSD can wait that long? Mm-hmm. So we're pushing hard to get them out within a year. Less if the dog is super smart, and maybe a little more if they need more time, more training. Mm-hmm. But how we also, I guess, essentially offset that is that if we know the person needs that dog quick, we'll work with them to get the dog quicker, but we'll also bring the dog back for refresher training. And we've done that a time or two as well. In fact, we were just joking about this before we came out here. I struggled with Lacey to get her to load up into the truck. I just, man, after just, you know, having my wits in, I said, Jeff, I need some time with you. I need to bring Lacey out. And I'm telling you, no sooner than I get back on the road, headed home, leave her at the ranch, which was like, you know, a vacation for her, you know, like doggy spa time or something. They're sending me a video, and Jeff's just sitting there giving her the command to get in the truck and get back out. I tell people, I think my dog is smarter than me because she understands everything I say, but I don't understand a damn thing she says to me, right? So
she's just looking for a free lift into the truck.
within minutes, this guy's sending me a video. Actually, his wife, and she was bragging about it. So every now and again, we'll send videos back and forth, and we'll try to one-up each other and stuff, you know. But I call Jeff the dog whisperer. He's amazing with what he does, and what's that guy, Caesar or whatever, out in California? He's got nothing on Jeff, man.
Oh, man.
Nothing.
We're talking with Kevin Doncaster and also Jeff Ryan today. And we're talking about the Warhawk PTSD Service Dog Program. And, you know, when you took to the stage of the symphony, a lot of people are still talking about that because that was quite a deal. I mean, there are many people who had heard about this on the radio, but then to actually visualize and see you as you're talking about this with such great passion, folks came away with, oh. And then, of course, the gift of Lacey to another soldier was just amazing. And since then, you've been getting quite a bit of notoriety in not only with the radio, but also that live situation you had at the symphony. How have you been following that up to your advantage?
Well, I want people to understand that I'm willing to do whatever it takes if it means helping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I care deeply about our veterans. I wouldn't have spent 7 years in the Middle East if I didn't feel that way. And, you know, Adam was a special case. We talk about this all the time. If somebody would ask me, what is the price tag you'd put on Lacey? There is no amount of money that you could have ever given me to have that dog. Adam, I knew the minute that Adam and Lacey started spending time together leading up to our event in November, I knew that I'd pretty much lost Lacey, and she was letting me know that she was needed elsewhere. So, I really need people to understand we're willing to do whatever it takes. There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there, and I get that. And I think we get lost in the wash a little bit because we're still gaining more momentum, but we need more help. And the reason that is everybody's got something that they're passionate about, or there's just 104 million nonprofit charitable organizations in the United States. So we're getting lost in the wash. So what I do to help turn that to our advantage is I'm just showing people this is the length that I'm willing to go. And Jeff, too, we went back and forth quite a bit about that Lacey deal.
That Lacey deal was tough. It was tough for both of us.
No doubt.
And I hit Kevin up. I said, man, you don't need to lose that dog. And he's like, it's the right thing to do.
Wow.
I'm like, no, it's not. You got to have a dog. So as soon as he got rid of Lacey, I went on the hunt to try to find, because I didn't have anything ready mm-hmm. at the house at the time. Mm-hmm. And I went on the hunt to find him a dog. And we've got him a puppy now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working with it. And we'll see how it goes.
Maggie.
And her name's Maggie. So I hope she gets to be as famous as Lacey.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Good hands. Good hands.
Yeah. So you want to talk about Norma a little bit?
Yeah.
So that's where we went. We ended up going to a lady in Gainesville, Texas. Norma Hart's her name. She is very big into the Australian Shepherd Association, very big into the cattle dog scene. And I talked with Norma. And I've told Kevin this. I said, you know, you've got people that drive Chevy, Fords, and Dodges, and this is like driving a Maserati when you get a dog from Norma Hart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
So with that being said, I go to Norma, and I said, hey, I've got to have a puppy. He's lost Lacey. We've got to do something. And she said, I've got a litter on the ground right now. Here's what the deal is. So we got in touch with her. I went down there to pick up Maggie. And while I'm down there, she said, hey, I've got something else for you. And she gives me a 12-week-old female dog to take home and start training.
Oh, my.
Free. No cost. She just Love gave it Norma. To us.
Wow.
Yes. So we're working with, and that dog's name's Pearl, and we're working with Pearl right now to try to move her forward. And she's coming along very well. She will go out this year.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
That is just truly amazing. If people want to know more about what you do and how you're finding people or people finding you.
Sure.
What are the contacts?
You bet. So we're on the web at warhawkptsdservicedogs.com, and we've got a real big Facebook presence. So we're on Facebook. We've got a page, Warhawk PTSD Service Dogs. And then our number is 918-815-6775.
Mm-hmm. All righty. And I think the last time we were here, you were talking about going with two different types of kennels. Are you still looking at that?
We are. In fact, we meet this week to discuss possibly a capital project so that we can stand up a secondary kennel. Here's the thing, right? And just so that the public is aware, we recently got a dog placed in a Bartlesville classroom with Barb Campbell. So that's a golden retriever, something that we're trying out, we're piloting. And we got another golden retriever, the brother of that dog for the classroom for some third graders, went to an EMS worker. Now, that person has decided they really don't want any public attention, but, you know, that's our first responder that we've placed a dog with, and mm-hmm. it's a big deal, especially to have magnifying golden retrievers come alongside us as well. I mean, this shows that there's a lot of people out there that care. Here's the challenge. RC Aussies is registered through the Australian Shepherd Club of America, and I've talked about this. He's talking about Maseratis. He's not giving himself enough credit. the thing is that when you're registered with them, there's less than 1,000 of those nationwide. It's a big deal. That's our biggest notoriety right there. So having that, we can't bring outside breeds into that environment without having a segregated kennel.
Understood.
And we do like the idea of possibly taking on rescues and things like that. So we're going to partner with people and collaborate locally to make that happen. But there's the challenge is when you go from a known model to inducing something like this, your timelines get pushed out, and then the success rate of a dog becoming an actual service dog for PTSD work can drop significantly. So there's a lot of things that we got to take into account, and we got to make sure we're financially prepared for it as well.
Great. You know, so I hope that with all these collaborative efforts and with all these minds with differing thoughts, you can come to the right solution to what you're trying to go toward.
Well, we got to grow. If we're gonna really put a dent in the 22 a day, we've got to grow. And so I think that it's great the way the community's come behind us.
And thank you very much. And Jeff, if you want to give a plug out for your services, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through Kevin. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
That'd be probably best.
Yes, that'd be the best way. Mm-hmm. RC Aussie's out of Pryor, Oklahoma. We're trying to do great things, you know, so...
got a good start.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kevin, Jeff, thank you guys for both being on board today. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care now.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
And stay tuned. Coming up next, it is CBS News at the top of the hour, followed by local news, and then it's on to Brian Kilmeade. Good morning, one and all. It is 10 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Crystal Cruises.
I'm Steve Kathan. From the sound of things in Switzerland, President Trump was tuned in to his impeachment trial.
Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that. Pat Cipollone is a high-quality human being. I was very impressed with Pat. He had great emotion yesterday.
Cipollone led the defense on the first day, a marathon session.